Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steeler Nation what's on our minds. I'm Melanie Friedlander. If the Pittsburgh Steelers are known for anything other than their six Lombardi trophies, it would have to be stability. Three head coaches over the last 55 years, a franchise quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger, who played 18 seasons. Kevin Colbert stepped down as general manager after a 22-year run. And Art Rooney, too, has served as president for just 1 year less. And yet, as the new league year starts, something feels very different. For the second year in a row, new general manager Omar Khan has made aggressive moves in free agency. He has been equally proactive in showing players the door, despite dead money cap charges or the draft pick originally used to select that player. We're seeing that need to upgrade the roster from some of the veteran players as well, as Cam Hayward, TJ Watt, and Minkah Fitzpatrick all worked behind the scenes to get quarterback Russell Wilson to sign on as their teammate. And we heard that same sense of urgency from Art Rooney, too, when he spoke in late January, saying that we've had enough of playoff losses and it's time to get some wins. It's crazy to think about the amount of turnover we will see on the Steelers' offense from the wild card round a couple of months ago to the start of the 2024 training camp. An almost entirely new offensive coaching staff led by offensive coordinator Arthur Smith. All three quarterbacks from last season are gone, and now the newly signed Russell Wilson is joined by Justin Fields, brought in from the Chicago Bears. Multiple offensive linemen released, and if the draft falls our way, we may come away with our center for years to come. A sparse wide receiver roster led by George Pickens and Calvin Austin III will get filled out by free agency in the draft. The 1-2 punch of running backs Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren will return, but only the tight end room will truly be without change. I can't remember the last time we saw such an overhaul in a single offseason. Without a doubt, this is not the Steelers of old. But maybe a shakeup like this is exactly what Pittsburgh needs. When the offense takes the field next year in week one, we will have no idea what to expect. And to me, that is pretty exciting. That's my take. You can follow me on Twitter @GirlSurgeon. Check out The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Follow us on SteelersDepot.com. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Dave Bryan and Alex Kozora every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.